Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. How is everybody doing today? What is going on? Can you guys hear me? If you can, somebody push one. Uriah, somebody push one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so glad to be here today. You know what? I just wonder how you guys enjoyed yesterday and if you really enjoyed the class we had yesterday, because I certainly did. You know, when you start to bring some understanding to the situation, you really do begin to know what's going on. And it's just really amazing how everything is starting to come together, and that you know that the scriptures are real and that they are true. I think it is absolutely wonderful. Now, I might have to mute myself in a few minutes. I don't know. I'll let you know. But, yeah, I'm just elated. You know, I was just – anybody else, how did you guys feel about the conclusion of that yesterday? Do you have a better understanding of what you had before? Anybody? Because, I mean, I know every time I do it, and I do it over, because that's not the first time that I've done that lesson, but to understand – the legs of iron and then understand the feet with the iron that was mixed with the clay. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that just came home and it hit home and it was a real reality. It was really, really powerful. And, you know, I'm just so glad that it's becoming really clear, you know, clearer what we really are dealing with, because a lot of people don't know this stuff. And they really don't. You know, and it kind of makes you angry because you spent so many years letting somebody else tell you instead of studying yourself, because those things you didn't have to be conscious to know, you know, and it's just becoming very, very clear, you know, as to what this thing is. And you know, when he said, if you want to understand, ask. If you want to get a clear understanding, knock, you know, and he said, and ask and it shall be given. So it's just a blessing to be able to have that and have that knowledge and understand all the things that, you know, that we have laid before us today, you know. I just want to make sure that everybody else felt that way, because it has truly been a blessing for me, you know, to be able to do that. So all praises be to his name, you know, and actually see that, you know. So I just want anybody else, please feel free to push one and let me know, you know, what the deal is and how you guys feel about that, you know, because it was amazing to me, you know, to be able to have that and to pull up, you know, the different places and type in what is the name of their gods and stuff, and to be able to do that. And, I, you know, you can pull up any country and type it in, and it's right there, and you're like, wow, you know, and it's just a totally different situation, you know, and it rings true. It does not lie. The scriptures is true and they do not lie. And every time we research and when we confirm it, we know that the scriptures is true and they do not lie. So I'm really excited about that. You know, I don't know how everybody, you know, I know everybody wanted to talk about the weather balloon and all that kind of stuff, but I'm kind of on the fence with that. I have an issue with that whole thing. I mean, I kind of find that hard to believe that thing floated all the way from China. Nobody bothered it the whole time. It floated all the way from there, and I just have an issue with that. I mean, after a while, you know, you'd be like, really? And nobody bothered it, and now everybody is admitting, yes, that was one of ours. I just, you know, it's hard for me. I can't do it. I have a hard time with that one. I'm trying to make it make sense. You know, I really am. I wanted to make it make sense, but it just ain't making sense. It came all the way from China and was able to float through the air the whole way over, all the way over here, and end up in Montana. And it just, that's when it, I just can't, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Am I the only one that feels that way? No. All the way now. And it just was interesting. I said, wow, this is really something. So I don't know. I just really don't know. It's something else to be able to see. And they put it on the news for everybody to see and for everybody to know. And then now all of a sudden everybody's admitting to it. And that's kind of strange too, in my opinion. You know, it's just, I mean, I think it's a conversation piece to keep the people, you know, engaged, you know, because it just didn't make sense. It's like, How did that happen? Nobody saw that. Nobody, they did nothing. It's like, I just can't. I don't know. Maybe it's me. You know me. I don't know. But I just can't buy it. You know. So I just wanted to bring that out too and let you guys know. You know, I'm not insensitive to certain things that's going on. I pretty much see most of the stuff that you guys saying. However, you know, after a while you get all the oh my gosh. That's kinda over with. I'm gonna have to put you on hold for one moment. Hold on. Sorry about that, you guys. I had something I had to take care of real quick. But, yes, I hope everybody is – nobody's talking. I wish somebody would talk to me today. My goodness gracious alive. Anybody have anything you want to say about everything that's been going on and the class that we took yesterday and anything? Because, I mean, you know. I just think, you know, it's always enlightening. It's always information that we can definitely, you know, use, and it's always that way. But, you know, when the Most High takes and clears that up for you, that's a whole nother situation right there. So I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay with that and that you guys enjoyed that yesterday. You know, because I want to go to another level, but I got to make sure you guys know what you know. And when I ask certain questions, everybody get quiet on me, so I'm scared. Like, okay, has all of this been in vain? Do they really know what we've been teaching, you know? And that's my issue. You know, so I'm just wanting to, that's why I'm asking the questions that I ask all the time, you know, and to find out if you guys are really... Because, you know, some things are just, it's just simple, you know, and then everybody gets real quiet, and it's like, oh, my goodness, is it sinking in? Is everybody retaining the information? You know, because the goal is to make disciples, you know, and it's like, okay, hold on a minute. All right, one moment. Area code 405, your mic is open.
Sister Yaina, I love the class. I love every class. I can't wait for the Sabbath to come around because I just enjoy learning his word. And
wonderful.
Yesterday, it just, and it's so much too. You just like, your mouth is hung open, like, and it's coming so fast. Everything is coming so fast as far as the prophecies to me, anyway. And I'm always excited to learn.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad that you have had that effect, because that's our goal, you know, is to make disciples. And that's the biggest thing, is to make disciples, you know, so that this information, you can, if you're ever confronted, you can be able to give a person an answer, you know, because a lot of people can't give an answer.
Yeah, and it never gets old. I mean, you can go over something, I don't know how many times, but it seems like you always learn something new from it, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, and as much as you think you know, you really, you don't know it all, and every time you think you know something, you know something else.
Yeah.
It's like,
it just blows your mind every time. That's how it does me.
So
it just blows my mind. You know, and I think a lot of people might feel this way. They'd be like, just can't keep up, and it's like, I don't know what to say, you know?
Right.
It's just a lot.
Yeah, it is. When you think about all the time that you spent in church, you know, and they just really was, you was just emotionally on an emotional high because they really didn't teach you anything.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
And I was always still hungry after church, you know. Like, you go and somebody asks you, what did the preacher teach about, and you just can't even tell, you know, because it wasn't even relevant.
Oh, it's an emotional showdown. Either they're going to sing you, they're going to lullaby you to sleep, or they're going to give you just enough where you don't have anything. You don't feel full, you know, and that's just a bad place to be.
It's a bad place to be.
But, you know, the word has always been rich, and I have enjoyed how the Most High has given it to us, and to be able to expound on it, it's a blessing. It really, truly
is. It really is.
This one. Now, how long have you been awake?
Oh, I would say maybe 2015. I kind of came into it, but like I feel like Yah has been trying to get my attention since I was like 19 or 20, because I started reading, you know, life would be so hard sometimes, and I'd be like, why? I don't understand, you know? And
mm-hmm.
so I figured the only place I was going to get the answer was the Book of Life. I'm like, it's the Book of Life.
Okay.
So it has to have the answers, you know what I mean? So I just
started
reading it. And then kind of started changing some things in my life, because I found out that the Sabbath was on, like, Saturday. Wait, this was way back in 1984, 85. So
okay.
I started going to a seven-day Adventist church, you know, trying to kind of follow the laws, you know, and the commandments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped eating pork.
Okay.
But I just kind of fell back into regular Christianity, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
wasn't a lot out there then. But I just feel like he's been showing me all the time certain things, you know, because I've always been curious of who I am. I'm like, we just didn't fall off a boat. I mean, come off a boat, you know what I mean? I always felt like that.
Right.
And so I've really learned my journey and coming into it, you know. First, I was angry, you know.
Yeah, you go through that.
Be angry because y'all the one did it. You did it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I had to come to grips with that. And it's
mm-hmm.
just been a good experience, I'll say. You know, I love it. And I'm still learning.
And it's a beautiful lifestyle once you learn how to live it.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Yes, it is. It's not hard. You know, people say, oh, mm-hmm. I got to do this. It's not. I mean, if you love
mm-hmm.
the Most High, you just want to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to do it.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
Yeah.
I certainly
yes,
do
right.
know exactly
right.
what you mean. I do. But you have
mm-hmm.
to go through those phases of grief. I mean, it's like you go
yeah.
through a grief.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you
yeah.
can't believe
yeah.
that you wasted so much time in that other institution.
Right, and
you
that
know.
You was fooled, you know, because that's
yeah.
a good one. Man, that was a good one. I mean, it had us all fooled. I can't
deny yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I was so fooled and wrapped up thinking, no, shoot, this is it, Christianity. You know, you can't. Because I've been married twice, and my last husband was a Muslim. And,
okay.
you know, we kind of, you know, we didn't really clash in our religions, but, you know, there was that division. Like, no, I don't believe that, you know. And then, but he would tell me about the dietary laws and stuff, you know. He
uh-huh.
had some of that stuff
mm-hmm.
right. He wouldn't celebrate. I mean, he didn't really celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthday, you know,
mm-hmm.
and certain things, you know, even though I believe
mm-hmm.
it's okay to celebrate your birthday because Most High has granted you another year of life. I mean, why would
right.
you celebrate
I do
that?
Too.
I don't understand that. You know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's been a journey. That's all I can say. I love
and you know what? The whole birthday thing is something that somebody else made
uh-huh.
up. You know, they have made
yeah,
that stuff up as they go along.
Yes. I didn't see that nowhere in the Bible. I mean, I've been reading
it's
and
not.
Reading, and I've never seen it anywhere.
It's not in there. It's not.
No.
And like I said, when I first came in, they was trying to tell everybody that all of us were supposed to be vegan. And I'm like, no, that's not what the scriptures say. The scriptures don't
yeah.
say that. So people have been trying to
right.
make up things that they feel is
mm-hmm.
necessary, when if it's not in the scriptures, I'm not doing it.
Right.
You know, so
that's
no.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's
come with
that's
these
what governor.
You, yeah. Yeah. You look at them like, okay, you know.
Right. They get weird. It gets weird, and it's like it's not
yeah.
even attracting. You're not even attracting mm-hmm. people to y'all because you got so many of your other things in the way that people looking at you like, I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to look like
right.
that. I'm not about to act that way. It's not. And he should be the thing that draws people to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's just not.
Yes. I mean, it's undeniable for me. I mean, I have to have him. I mean, I have to,
mm-hmm.
you know, give him his praise and everything every day. I thank him because, man, my life, you know, we out and been through some things, but
mm-hmm.
I just thank him that he's been there every day. When
every
I didn't
day.
Even deserve it, you know.
Me neither.
I can
I'm
call
not
him and he's there. You know, I can never say he's failed me. Even, you know, I've been through some things, but I can never say he's failed me because he hasn't.
Never. No.
Nope.
He has never, and he never will. He never will.
No.
You know,
no.
like the old people used to
no.
say, he may not come when you want him, but he always on time.
Right.
You know?
Boy. That's it right there.
Yes, absolutely. He always on time. You know, it might not be when you want him
right.
to come, but he always on time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Indeed. Right. So, yes, ma'am, I do understand. Believe me, more than
yeah.
you know. No, that's
mm-hmm.
why I don't believe in people
yeah.
putting other people up on no pedestal because we all done sinned. And if you haven't, you
yeah.
will for us all over with. You know, we just have to
right.
pray
right.
and ask for forgiveness and keep it moving. That's all we
right.
can do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And, you know, we can't criticize one sin and then justify another. It don't work that way. You know, we
mm-hmm.
all have sinned
mm-hmm.
and come short of the glory of Yah, so we have to
yeah.
still just keep moving, you know. And now
yeah.
that we know we have an outcome and we have a
mm-hmm.
exit strategy, it's
yeah.
a beautiful something to wait
yeah.
on. I'm going to have to hold on one
yeah.
minute. Hold on.
Okay.
One minute, you guys. Okay, you guys, I'm back. I'm back in full force. Glad to be here. Sorry I had to put you on hold for a minute. I apologize for that. I will definitely be, you have my undivided attention now. I had some things that I had to take care of. So we are definitely here now. Shalom, everybody. But, yes, I do agree with everything that you said. And, yes, it has definitely been a struggle. But we know, you know, like I said, the word is true. All things are worked together for the good, and the Most High has blessed us to have this knowledge, and it's upsetting to a lot of different people. You know what I mean? A lot of people are upset because we weren't supposed to have this knowledge right here, you know. And I think I think that what the thing that gets me the most is that, you know, as long as we were accepting the narrative, you know, everything was fine. But my uncle told me something a long time ago. He said, they treat you totally different when they know you know. And it's the truth. It is the truth. It is. As long as you bind to the narrative, everything is good. And when you realize that you're not, it ain't what you think it is, it's a totally different situation. It's just totally different. You know, so. And for me, it has truly been a blessing. Like I said, I have no ill feelings toward anybody because I know that we did this to ourselves. But now that I know that there's another outcome and that, you know, we don't have to walk on eggshells hoping we make the rapture before anything happened and all that old crazy stuff. You know, it is, you know, not that I don't believe in it. I just don't believe that it's time right now that we have another outcome coming. It's a blessing. Truly is. Truly is a blessing. So I've all praises, you know. And the biggest thing is to let people know, you know, especially our family members, they think we have gone crazy. And it's not that. We just cannot go into the Gentile church and serve the Gentile deity. We can't do it.
Yeah. Once you know, that's it. It's like.
You know. We just cannot do it, no matter how much we want to. I mean, not that we want to, because I don't want to, but as much as they want us to be normal, so to speak, you know, come in and be normal with us. You used to do what we do. We can't do that no more because we know better. You know. So it is, it's very interesting. I'm telling you, it's very interesting. But I'm glad for you. I am. I'm glad that you have come to this realization. It's a blessing to hear other people wake up too, you know, and come to this realization because it's truly a blessing. It is. It's a blessing. A real live blessing. I'll call you back after my show. Shalom, everyone. Sorry about that. I kind of got disconnected off the phone. I don't know what's going on today, but it has been one of them days. I think I hung up my cordless phone and then just disconnected everything. But, yeah, so, you know. Anybody else want to join in on the conversation, please feel free to do so. I know there was a new lady on the call yesterday. It was her first time, you know, and if you guys want to be a part of the conversation, please don't hesitate to dial in. Call, I mean, you know, just push one. we'll get you right on and you can join in on the conversation, you know, because a lot of us are old-timers. We've been here for a while. Yeah, we've been in the knowledge for a minute, so it's a blessing, you know. All praises to his name. I just, you know, I don't get excited over a whole lot of stuff no more, you know, because, I mean, I just still can't get past the weather balloon stuff. I can't get past that. I mean, because that's a long way for a weather balloon to flow from China.
Right.
I mean, real talk, all the way over the sea and it flowed. It just don't make sense to me, you know, but it gives people something to talk about. It gives people stuff, a topic to be preoccupied about. It's been all over the news, and all the military people giving statements on. That stuff get old after a while. It really do. They did the same thing with the war in Iraq. They did the same thing with the COVID virus and the vaccine. Then it come out later, all this stuff coming out, there wasn't none of that stuff true. And after a while, you just get tired. You get old. It's like, okay, yeah, but, you know, when y'all say it's time to do what we need to do, it's time to go, and let's do it. You know. Because I'm like, okay, what are you getting the people prepared for real? I mean, this little white thing been floating around in the air, and y'all, please. It just didn't make sense to me. This didn't make sense. I don't know. You know. It's far more pressing things to worry about. People hungry. People homeless. You know what I'm saying? People, food prices is doubled. And we worried about a weather balloon? No, it's just a lot. After a while, usually, like, let's get down to the real. You know, gas prices have gone down. Yes, they have, but food prices have doubled. Those are the things that I, you know, think about the most. Those are the things that I try to focus on, you know, because it's just a lot. Nevertheless, you know, I mean, not saying that we're not going to talk about current events. We will, and we always do. But, geez, a balloon that's going to float across the atmosphere and ain't nobody thought to take it down, and then it just don't make sense to me. But, you know, who am I? You know, I just wait on the most how to do what you're going to do. I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, bless his name. I'm sorry about that, you guys. I had to work today. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to manipulate my last little 30 minutes and do what I had to do so I could get that off. You know, it comes every now and then. I have to do it, you know, on Sundays because I don't do nothing on the Sabbath day. I do not, you know. But, yeah, I had to do my last little 30 minutes today. But all praises to the Most High, y'all. We get there eventually. Yep, so, I mean, you know, anybody else feel free to push one. I mean, you know, we want to engage in a conversation. You know, you guys want us to come on Sunday. We want to talk to you and you talk to us. You know, we talk back. You know, and all that kind of good stuff. You know. Because we definitely have more people that are listening to us now, and it's a blessing. It truly is a blessing. You know. Oh, and then some of the people called me yesterday and asked me, did I understand what the lady asked me on the show? Was it okay to marry your cousin? And no, we don't marry our kin people. No, we don't. We marry within our tribes. We don't marry our cousins. You know, I mean, you know, first cousins and all that kind. We don't do all of that. We don't marry them. We marry within our tribe. But we don't, you know, we don't do that. So it's just very, you know, it's very interesting to know that people do that. They do marry their cousins. They do. But no, you know, that's the kind of stuff she was saying that a lot of the royals do it, and they do. They marry to keep the bloodline within itself, but you know, we all family at the end of the day, so we keep his law, statutes, and his commandments. And that's what we have to do. you know. But like I said, there's a lot of people out there with some weird stuff going on. They always coming up with weird stuff. And they had the biggest camps. People be, it'd be hundreds of them, boy, with all the weird stuff. And it's like, no, no, no. You know, again, with birthdays. You show me a scripture where it says we can't celebrate our birthday. Show me that. I want to see that. Ain't no, well, you idolizing. Nobody's idolizing anything. When you go through the scriptures, they keep up with birthdays. Anytime they tell you how old Abraham was and how old Moshe was and how old Joseph was when he was born, when he died, and all that kind of, somebody was keeping up with a birthday. So I do believe in celebrating my birthday. Now, I don't do candles and I don't do no making no wishes and stuff, but I do have birthday. I do celebrate my birthday. You know. And I do not feel guilty behind it. And the Most High has not made me feel guilty behind doing that.
Right.
And he has not said that I'm not supposed to do that. So you guys
right.
do whatever you need to do, but I over here, I do celebrate mine. Now, if you feel like you don't want to, don't do it. It's the same way with vegans. They started to tell us everybody's supposed to be vegan. No, we not. The Bible tells you these are the animals that thou shalt eat. So we can eat animals. It's always somebody. Man is always trying to become God. They're always coming up with things to try to get you to do what they want you to do. We are following Yah and Yah only.
Right.
They are. They good dad had you doing some crazy stuff. You know? And a lot of these men have come over here because they believe they can have more than one wife. Well, the Bible let us do it, and he didn't say it was a sin, and he didn't say it was this. You know, that's a whole nother issue all by itself. That's a whole nother issue all by itself. No, it's just a lot of things that have gravitated people to this Israelite walk. It's a lot of things that have gravitated people to this Israelite walk. And I'm telling you, their motives, they have motives for doing what they're doing. They really do. You know, some people came out of fear and they weren't consistent. They didn't hang around. Some people, you know, was coming because they felt like they was going to be able to get something out of the deal. You know, it's all, people have all kind of motives in this thing. Do the best we can, you know. But I know the lifestyle that I live and the Israelite lifestyle that I live, it is free, it is a blessing, it has no isms and schisms. And I serve the most, the true and living Elohim. Now, is everything 100% correct? Not all the time, you know, because there's certain things, even in the law, that we have to try to abide by. It's hard to find one fabric clothes with nothing and mixed in with it. Those are the kind of things and stuff that it's hard to get. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to do certain things like that. Now, you can always make you some stuff, you know. And to the point where you wear that and only that. But like I said, it's a lot of other things because we're in this captivity that we don't have no choice in doing. So we do the best we can with where we are. You know. Hold on. Eric, hold for your mic is open. You're on the air. Eric, 504.
Yes, I agree with you about we're not going to be able to do everything of the laws, statutes, and commandments to 100% because of us still being in the land of our captivity. However, we do the best that we can, and I think that the Most High is going to correct everything once we get into the wilderness. We'll be taught and we'll have. He'll provide whatever we need, clothing, the type of clothing and the food or whatever at that time. But right now, you two, he's going to look at your heart, that you're trying to do the best that you can in the foods or whatever. Because like you said, even though you may read every label on every piece of food that you buy, it might be something that you overlook that has some pork in it. They may have changed the name. It may not say pork. It may say something else. But, you know, unknowingly you're going to eat it and think you're going to be cursed, you know, that looked down, oh, you ate a little piece of pork. Okay, but you didn't do it deliberately. So we are doing the best that we can right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because, I mean, you know, I used to eat at the restaurants. Me and my sister Malcolm used to go out and eat all the time. And then I thought about it. I was like, I don't really know what they're cooking these food in. I don't know, are they cooking the catfish in the same grease they cooking the other fish in, and, you know, different things. And I just had to quit. I was like, well, it ain't no need to me even putting myself through that, because I don't know what they're doing behind in their kitchen and how what they're serving. You know, so it's a lot of things that me personally, myself, I don't do anymore, because I try to do the best that I can with what I'm doing, you know, and stuff like that. But it's really hard because you just don't know. I mean, Malcolm told me that she would go to this restaurant in the morning and get her, you know, breakfast and everything like that. And I called the restaurant. I was like, do you serve catfish? She was like, yeah. I said, and you serve whiting? He said, yes. I said, do you cook it in the same grease? He said, yeah. I told him, you can't eat that no more. That's contaminated. You can't eat that. You know, so it's a lot of things that we have to really be careful with. And I remember going to a restaurant one day with some of my colleagues at my job, because we used to meet up like once a year and just, you know, have lunch together and, you know, break bread and see how everybody was doing. And I asked the lady, I said, well, I don't eat pork. I said, is the dish that I'm ordering, is it pork-free? And she was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't have any pork in it. Sure enough, it had pork kielbasa sausage mixed into it. And I told the restaurant owner at that time, I said, that's why we can't eat at your restaurant, because you don't have a menu that's pork-free. You know, I told my daughter, I said, because my daughter wants to open a restaurant. I said, if you were to open up a restaurant where you cook clean, man, you'd be rich. Because we can't really go nowhere and sit down and have a meal nowhere without worried about the food that we're ordering being cooked in the same pot with contaminated food. It's hard to do it. You know, so I agree. You know, it takes a lot, you know. And then at the same time, even with the restaurant food, you want to know then, you know, what are you feeding us? You know, so I don't know. I just don't do it no more. I'm not going to be able to do this no more, you know. So it leads us to do our own cooking and invite people over, you know, people to come over, you know. But, you know, it does cut out some of your socializing that we used to do when we were in church with our church friends and going out to eat after church and spending time with each other at each other's house and all that. It cut a lot of that out, but, I mean, you know, it's for the best, you know. So, I don't know. Yeah. We do the best we can. Anybody else, please feel free to push 1 and join in on our conversation. We would love to have you in the conversation, you know. But we do the best we can. I just know that when I first started, I wasn't going to get weird, because I took a look at all of it. I looked at all the groups. I looked at all the ones who considered themselves to be a church. I looked at all the ones that had 501c3s just like the church, and they was taking offerings and tithe money just like the church. They was just calling themselves Israelites. I took a look at the whole thing. Hold on one moment. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, it's just so much out there, Sister Jane. You know, you got to be careful when you go into these restaurants. Me and Sister Rachel had to ban a couple of restaurants because we saw how they was mixing and the grease and the oil and stuff for the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no cleanliness out there. No restaurants that cook clean out there. Very few.
Yeah. And if they are, you don't hear too much about them. And then the thing is where are you getting your supplies from? What company are you getting your supplies from? You know, are you, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot to it. It's a lot to it. You better off cooking, staying at home and cook because you don't know what you're eating.
I heard some crazy stories about McDonald's and stuff, so places like that. So I hadn't been there in a long time.
And that's even your upscale restaurants are the same way. You know, they have their chefs. They don't have special pots to cook anything in. Whatever they cook the shrimp in, they cook in the rest of the stuff in. Well, it's become cross-contaminated then. You know? Same way with one of the Hebrew Israelite brothers. We was talking a long time ago, and he was like, I just left the dentist. I said, they gave you medication? He was like, yeah. I said, did they give it to you in capsule form or regular pill? He said, it's capsule. I said, is it gel pill? Is it made with pork skin? And he had to go back in there and ask him, like, is this made out of pork skin? And they were. And so he asked them for a different type. You know, so you have to really be careful with all of it.
And pork is in a lot of stuff that you don't even realize it in, too. I used to enjoy a nice beer once in a while. You know, I've been working hard. I drink a beer once in a while. I don't drink now, but I'm saying I used to. And I kept getting these little funky headaches. And I wonder why I was getting these headaches. That's because my blood pressure was rising every time I drank a beer, and it comes to find out all the beer has pork.
I'm going to have to put somebody on mute. I hear dishes or something. I don't know. Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that. I really can. I really can believe that. Yep. Yes, sir. I can believe that. You got to watch everything. Everything you put on your mouth, you have to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You really do. As you know, this was all set up and designed to keep us at a point where we weren't able to truly connect the way we should. You know, and it just is, you know, it's just really difficult. You know, yeah. And they got pork in almost everything. You know. Yeah, I can believe all that. I really can believe all that. I can believe all that. And, I mean, you know, look at how your life has changed from the time that we all met. You guys have done a 360-degree turn.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Woo. You know? He's made a way, but, geez, you know, life has changed.
Life is changing even more every day.
I bet. You know, so it has truly been a journey, you know, but you got to be consistent. You know, and a lot of people have fell off along the way. A lot of people weren't consistent. You know, they feel inconsistent. They might show up this day and don't show up that day or be here and don't do, but you have to be consistent. The Most High has to know that he can trust you. You know, no matter what situation you're in, he has to know that he can trust you in the good and in the bad times. He just really does.
Yeah. Just the way of life.
Yeah. You know, so that's where the blessing comes in at, is the knowing that you can, that there's no strings attached. You know, if you do this, then I'll do that. And it's like, no, I'm here because I love you and because I want to serve you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I want to serve you, and I want to do what's right and be obedient.
Yes, that's it.
It's a journey, but we're getting there one day at a time. Mm-hmm. One step at a time. That's all we can do is one day at a time and one step at a time and watch him do what he said he's going to do. You know, so like I told the lady earlier, you know, what other nation has outcome like we do? What other nation is waiting on their Elohim to come and deliver them? I don't know none.
None of them.
None. We are the only ones on the planet waiting on him to come to deliver us. Hold on. Area code 214, your mic is open. You and you're on the air.
I just had something really quick to say. So after yesterday's program, I went to the refrigerator and pulled out a carton of yogurt. It was Greek yogurt, and it said yogurt of the gods. I'm thinking, wow. So many things.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know that I would have, it would have even meant anything to me. I would have just said, oh, yogurt, you know. But after the class, I'm thinking, boy, there's just so many things, little things. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's seemingly innocuous.
You know what to
look
for. Everywhere. You'd be like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it said yogurt of the Greek gods. So it was Greek yogurt, but I think it said yogurt of the Greek gods, you know? Oh, okay.
Yeah. they honor their gods, and everything. We drive cars is named after gods. We do all kind of stuff. I mean, look at Starbucks. Starbucks got a god on the front of it. That's the image of their god. That is a god. That woman without, that's an image of a god. They honoring their deity in everything that we have and experience.
And the question is, you know, because I know people who live Starbucks, and, you know, and I'll drink Starbucks occasionally. So the thing is, do I just cut it out? I didn't talk to Greek yogurt because I just opened it, you know. I mean, literally opened it, and I was looking at it, and I saw on the front, because on the top it says Greek yogurt, and then it says Greek yogurt of the gods, just something to that effect. But, you know, I don't know what I'd have to get rid of. What would I have left? Because I think just about everything, if you don't watch it, is tainted with something.
Everything we have in this society is produced by the other nation. So you would have to stop existing. There's no way for you to, if the clothes you buy, from the clothes you buy to the shoes you buy to the purses to the food you eat, they're the ones that's producing it. We're not producing anything. So we have to do what we need to do. We just don't worship them. We don't worship their deities, but they nevertheless, they do acknowledge their deities in their corporation.
There's just so many things. When you talk about the clothes, I have a lot of clothes, and just about all of them are mixed fabric. Very few are just a single fabric.
Yes. You can't hardly find single fabric anymore. You can't. I remember when you could find 100% linen or 100% cotton, but you very rarely can find that now. You just cannot. And if you do, it's awfully expensive. Awfully. No, so yeah, all of those things. But he knew that when he set us here, that there was going to be some things that we would not be able to change. But it's like she said, he looks at the heart. He knows that you don't deliberately do it. You just, some things you just, you can't, you know, you have to have. And that's just real. But everything that we do, from every product that we buy, to every place that we go, there is a God being worshipped that we don't know nothing about. Because he said he gave the nations those gods in Deuteronomy 4, and I think, what is it, 4 and 17, that he gave those gods to those nations. And they have them by name. If you type in right now, if you Google, who is the name of the God of Russia, it's not going to be what you think. What is the name of the God of China? It's not going to be what you think. And we just assume that because this is what we're doing, that's what everybody else is doing. No, they were given gods that they worship. No? That's real talk. It's real. You know, and that's just where we live, and we worship Yah. Or Yahawashah, Yisrael, we worship him. You know, the information is there. You know, it's just when you understand that, then you understand why people worship Buddha and all the other gods they worship, and they sitting there humming in front of, because those were the gods they were given. And then they pulled out this wooden cross and gave us the Gentile version of Christ, and then we started worshiping this version that don't even exist for real. But that's what they chose to do, and they have a right to do whatever they choose to do. It's real. So it's very, very interesting. Go ahead, sis.
I said I want to jump back to that article you were talking about, the spy balloon. And I'm looking at the title. It says, Mark Rubio is deflated after learning that President Trump let a Chinese balloon fly over the U.S. three times during his administration. So this doesn't seem to be anything new.
Just weird stuff. You know, that's the kind of stuff I try not to waste my energy on. To call me when the ship fly over. When the ship fly, then we'll talk about that. But a weather balloon, no.
Funny stuff.
Ship because they're making they're providing information for a reason. So let's talk when the ship fly over, and then we'll talk about that and see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's real. You know, but a weather balloon, no, I ain't gonna waste time on that. Because like I said, it's people that's really going. People are still dying from COVID. People are catching.
Oh, big time from what I hear.
Clots in their legs and blood clots in their back and all kind of crazy stuff is happening to people.
There's just recently been articles, not articles, but what do you call it, studies that have shown that there is a correlation between having received the shot and some of the negative outcomes that people are experiencing. So, and I was talking with someone the other day and saying this is why, in all likelihood, they told people that they couldn't sue if anything went wrong because they knew that this was not going to. Well, they knew that there was a possibility. If you don't have studies, if you haven't had longitudinal studies to really know how this is going to impact people over a period of time, then you really don't know what the effects of the particular drug is going to be. And so they didn't have any time to test this stuff. And even so, my understanding is some of the tests themselves indicated that there were going to be some negative outcomes. But then they decide that it's, you know, what is the tolerable level of loss, I guess. How many people can you lose before it becomes something that you shouldn't pursue? And they felt that it was, even though there were some negatives that were indicated in their research, from what I can determine, because I have not really read the studies thoroughly, they decided to proceed anyway because it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. So, and they exempted themselves from liability by saying that you could not sue if you had a negative outcome.
And I talked to my sister yesterday Friday. I talked to her yesterday, and she just had a birthday on February the 3rd, and we were talking about that. She was like, you know what? She said, when I got that second booster shot, I was so sick, I couldn't even raise my head up. And I was like, She said, at that moment, I was like, they're not sticking me with nothing else. So, you know, when you're introducing a new drug or a new vaccine or whatever, you're right. Studies should have been done to see how it was going to affect the public. But it wasn't, you know, and a lot of people have passed away, a lot. It just have just fallen dead mysteriously.
They call them excess deaths. They say there are 55,000 excess deaths. I think this is just in England over what is typically expected. And it's going across age spectrums. A lot of young people are dying.
Yeah.
And disproportionate numbers. If you look at the demographics, you know approximately how many people should die in a given year.
Mm-hmm.
This is now they're calling it excess deaths. 55,000. Just one place.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. It's just dropping for no reason. Blood clots. People's legs are swelling up. People going through all kinds. They can't find the clot. It's just a lot. It's a lot going on. But, you know, you just have to begin to pray, you know, and you have to make a decision because, you know, like I said, it's your body. You know, when you have certain things like that being done, and, you know, it's your body. You have to determine what you're going to allow in your body. But I watched something today. They said it is 8 billion people on the planet.
Yep.
8 billion. That's a lot of people. You know? 8 billion people on the planet as of 2022. I think it was as of November 2022, it was 8 billion people on the planet. That's a lot of folks. You know. I don't know if it was designed to thin out the herd. I don't know. I really don't. I can't say. But it just, you know, like I said.
I think it is. It's called culling. Yep. No, I'm looking at this doctor out of England. He says excess deaths. MPs call for urgent and thorough investigation because there's a disproportionate number of people who are dying. This is the same doctor who early on said that vitamin D was really effective. And he also has a study, well, he basically just looks up the study, that says that if you have sufficient levels of vitamin D in your body, you have a 50% less chance of dying than someone who is deficient.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
And then there's something else where you have that it improves your outcomes by 71% to have vitamin D. This is the thing that we as the people need. We need vitamin D. We need exposure to the sun because our sun protects us, but we also create vitamin D at a slower rate. And yet they said, we're telling people, stay inside. Stay inside, don't go out, don't exercise, stay inside. Do all these things that really increase the likelihood that your body's immunity will be suppressed. And then they give you something that they have granted themselves immunity from, and now we're looking at excess deaths. And he says he actually thinks that it is a violation of the Hippocratic Oath for them not to recommend that people get vitamin D. That be something
yeah.
that they should be telling people across the board, make sure that you take vitamin D. But even so, even though there are studies now that show the efficacy of vitamin D, they are still not making this recommendation to the public. And this is the one thing that you can really do for yourself to make sure that you give your immune system a fighting chance to strengthen.
Yeah, and I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I
but I mean, 100%. These are studies, current studies.
Yeah. But you know what they do is just like everything
earlier.
Else. They put it on the news. It becomes propaganda. It scares people half to death, just like the weather balloon did the same thing, and everybody was talking about it. That's why I said at some point you have to be like, well, you know, I'm not going to let my emotions get in the way. And you have to start thinking for yourself. I mean, you just really do. You do. Now they supposed to have a variant out there stronger than the first one. They supposed to have another one out. It's supposed to be stronger than the first one. It says CDC tracking new, potentially dangerous COVID variant. 3 days ago. So you know what I'm saying? You have to use common sense, you know, and do the precautionary measures to make sure you take care of yourself. And then, you know, you have to be vigilant and take care of your own body. Because they're admitting now that the vaccine didn't really help either. So, I mean, you know.
Look, the excess deaths seem to be occurring amongst those who were vaccinated. This is
yeah,
a problem.
That's because there's a
correlation. You know, you can't say causality, but you can say a correlation. Sure, a strong correlation.
Yeah.
But look,
absolutely.
I'm taking my vitamin D even as we talk because, hey, it's a reminder. Take it. Real for real.
And that's
but,
not
you know,
that's not
yeah.
That's the truth. And take
you know, for me,
click vitamin D and take it.
With vitamin K2, usually I think
yep.
you take it, you know, if you're taking, you take it in a ratio of 1 to 4, or I don't know how you do the ratio thing, that's the correct way of saying it. But basically, for every 4 units of vitamin D, you would take 1 unit of vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, this is being most, a lot of people in my family have taken the shot, and a lot of people have not. And so what I do is I pray, and so far the Most High has been very, 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 he has blessed us that we haven't had just something really serious, serious. We've had people who have had some diseases, and I've not said anything, but I honestly was wondering if some of it wasn't sparked by the shot. But that's, you know, once something is done, it's not my position to try and beat a dead horse or say I told you or say you shouldn't have.
No.
That's not the issue. Then is to pray, say, Father, please protect and please offset anything negative that would result from this. Bless, let the prayers of our mothers and fathers, the prayers, he says, will follow down through the generations, cover us, or shield us from evil, evil intent, and from evil outcomes. And so far, I'm very thankful. But I also know that there still can be some ramifications, but he can mitigate those. But it's like, man.
Yes, he can. It's, you know, we just have to end. Yeah, we wait on him to come. You know, I'm sure whenever we get to where we're going, we're not going to have to worry about the same foods and stuff that we're eating here. I'm sure we're not. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't even want to begin to try to understand how he's going to do it. But wherever we end up planting our feet, I'm sure that he has prepared and made provisions. I know he has. You know, from the water to the vegetables to the animals to everything. And, you know, it's just going to be a situation where that's what it's going to be. And he will make a way, and he will provide, just like he provided for the children of Israel when they were in the land of Egypt. He provided for them when they came, our ancestors, when they came out of Egypt. He will provide. And he will make help some of them that have taken the vaccine cleanse their blood once they get to where they're going. So we have all faith in him. You
absolutely.
Know, he's not going to let you
I
down.
Do.
He's not going to let you down. We just get there.
I do.
Just take no more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let
one other thing I'd like to say.
None.
Oh, you know, I learn all the time. You know, I thought I was taking the right kind of vitamin K2, but I found out that I wasn't. I was taking K4, and that's one that's not really, the body doesn't utilize it as efficiently, but I was told I was supposed to take K7, so I'm trying to pass that along too. I've been telling my family, at this point, I'm really thankful that some of them are starting to accept some of the stuff that I send them, and because I'm not talking off the top of my head. I love research. And so it's like,
yeah, I agree.
It is.
It definitely is. Anybody else want to join in the conversation, please feel free to push 1. We still have a few minutes left, and I do apologize about today, but I had to work today. And I just wanted to make sure that I had the show on, you know, and everything. I apologize for the few minutes of silence. I had to go on mute. But, yeah, it's just something. I tell you, it is really something. And I want to encourage all the women to come to the women's call on Tuesday. Our women's call is really, really good. Our women's call is on Tuesday at 7:30 at night. And the phone number is 712-770-4066. Let me say that again. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102-pound. Because we talk about a wide variety of things that we as women need. And we have to be able to come together so that we can do, you know, and get ourselves prepared, you know, for our journey, you know, and all of that good stuff. So I encourage the women to come. You know, and we have been there for a minute, and it's been consistent. It has truly been consistent. You know, and I heard a lot of them say, you know, this has really been a help. I know it's helped me. You know, so it's a way for you to release. You know, nobody knows your name other than we call you by area code. You can ask questions. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. You know, because, you know, we have to start dealing with our health. And we are already at a disadvantage because of the things that we are made to consume. You know, and we have to be able to put vitamins back and put minerals back and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Stay hydrated, all kind of things. You know, so I just want to make sure that we have that in there, you know. If somebody is making noise, I'm going to have to mute your phone line. But, yes, you know, it's very, very important that we do that because we want to be ready when we get ready to leave to walk up out of here and do whatever it is that needs to be done. You know, all praises be to the Most High. You know, and to continue to do what we have to do. Because everybody's being attacked. Don't think you're not. Everybody is being attacked. Everybody. It's either with illness or it's with finances or it's with family issues. It's with everybody is going through something. And we have to help to pray ourselves through it and carry each other through these times. Because the enemy don't want this to happen. You know?
No.
No. You know, for you to wake up and not be manipulated or controlled by the narrative, oh, my goodness. He don't want this to happen. He really don't. You know, like I said, some of us, you know, we just started out at a different level, and now our lives have taken a 360-degree turn. You know, but we keep on pushing because we got to make it to the finish line. We got to keep on pushing. You know, some people go in, get in debt and don't have money. You don't hear from them no more. It's like some people get mad because they sick and they don't feel good and you don't hear from them no more. You got to push through it because you're going to get attacked. You are. If you ain't getting attacked, something wrong.
You're right about that, Sissy. You is definitely right about that.
I'm serious. Woo! You know?
Because sometimes I feel like I'm getting a double whammy here.
Oh, my goodness. You know? You, me, and the sycamore tree. You don't even want to know my story. You know? But I can't do nothing but keep going.
You're right. Just got to keep going and stay strong and stay in there each and every day. You know, you was talking earlier. You said you made the statement about you waiting for those chips to come, right?
Yeah.
I agree with you. The other stuff don't mean nothing to me no more. I'm just ready to go. And I was looking at this guy, Mr. MMB33, whatever you call him. You know, these people that watch the skies and everything. They have a video they posted about 2 days ago, what actually happened 2 days ago, where they saw, you know, those little tic-tac-looking UFOs people have been seeing a lot of lately.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they've seen them from the International Space Station, hundreds of them, heading to the Antarctica area.
Wow. I can believe that. I can believe all that. I can believe all that. I can. Because guess what? Both sides is getting geared up. Because like I said, when we move, the clock starts. Both sides is getting geared up, and they already got stuff in place. They just getting, everybody's taking their position. Because when we move, when he transports us, and our feet touch Zion, the clock starts. They do.
Yeah.
Really do. I can believe that. I really can. You know, it's crucial. He really is. When the children of Israel leave, and I'm going to say this again, they may never admit that we're the children of Israel when we leave, but we know who we are. When we leave and our feet touch Canaan, the clock starts.
Yep.
Stop. No.
Hallelujah.
High Holy One of Israel, you know, but in the meantime, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, in the meantime, you're gonna go through something. In the meantime, the devil is still the devil. He ain't changed. So don't think just because you're conscious, you ain't going to go through nothing. You're going to go through something. You're going to have to stay on your knees, and you're going to have to continue to pray. Sometimes you're going to have to fast. Sometimes you're going to have to fast. Sometimes you're going to have to pray. And all the time you're going to have to pray. But we're going to have to pray through this one. For real. This is different than the 400 years. You know, nobody really believed the 400 years. And they let us talk and talk and talk. And then when it materialized, then everybody got a little quiet and got a little nervous. Well, now the next thing to finish that prophecy out is that we have to leave here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something. I'm telling you, y'all better pray. Pray for me. I'm telling you. I had to literally stop eating certain things because it affected my legs so bad that it made it difficult sometimes to walk. I had
wow.
to stop. That yogurt and stuff you talking about, Sister Yasantia, I can't even put that in my mouth. I don't know what the chemical is in it, but every time
mm-hmm.
I try to eat it, my legs start to ache. I have to literally cut a lot of stuff out because of what's in the food.
Wow.
I'm telling you. All the processed stuff has to come to an end because I don't know what they're putting in it. I don't know what's in it, but whatever it is, it don't sit right with me. I have been battling with this and battling with this to the point where I just said, okay, it's just time to just, ain't no need in trying to, it's over with. For real. So, you know, it's a battle. It is truly a battle. It takes y'all. You know, you got to really, really begin to pray and do what you got to do because it's difficult. You know, it is. It's difficult. And food is not cheap.
No.
It's ain't. It's done doubled. It's like, geez, they were talking about how expensive eggs are now. They like, man, I ain't even know eggs could get this high. You know, it's like, why is eggs so high? But they are. You know. But we just got to continue to do what we need to do. But, you know, it's a struggle. And it's almost like it's an attack on us. You know.
I agree with you. If a person's not getting attacked right now, I mean, that's incredible because I think everybody, a lot of people getting attacked. A lot of us that really believe and actually try to keep these laws, statutes, and commandments, I think a lot of us getting hit hard.
Yeah. No question. Absolutely. You know, I have, you know, like I said, it's difficult. You do the best you can. You try to maintain with what you have. But it is truly an attack, and it is serious one. It's a serious one, you know. But it always is one. He hasn't changed. The battle is still there, you know. And the honest part about it is we don't even talk about the other nations. We are mainly focused on gathering Israel, and that's still an issue.
Uh-huh.
Still an issue. It's still an issue, you know. But we have to continue to do what we do. We have to do what he say do. You know. Can't, it's just, you know, it's in all the other things, you know, it's just a lot. It's happening everywhere. You know, I want you guys to pray for they're the Lambert family. I need you guys to put them in prayer. One of their family members was stabbed to death Friday. 45-year-old man stabbed to death. You know, it's always something. It's just never a dull moment. Got to pray. They caught the guy who did it, but he gone. You know, it's just, not to mention another family here, the son killed the mother and his brother. Said a couple years ago the father killed the daughter and himself, and then the younger brother just killed his brother and his mother Friday morning or Thursday morning.
Wow.
It's just a lot going on. I don't know whether it's mental illness that people are dealing with or what is going on, but it is just a lot. You know, it's just a lot. It is a lot going on everywhere.
I think it could be mental, and it also can be spiritual. You know, it's a combination
yeah.
of both. I was talking to someone last night who was dealing with this issue of suicide, And the thing is that I believe in counseling. It used to be that we could sit in our families and have the families be our support, and we could talk amongst ourselves and get counseling from elders. But increasingly, we live a very isolated life, and we need someone that we can talk to. If it's a trained professional, so be it. You know, I have nothing against that. And like I said, I've been to counseling for years after my mom died, because we used to have family councils, and she would sit there and she would listen to each one of us, make a decision, and our little issues would be solved. But we didn't have anyone like that afterwards, because my dad, who was my stepdad, he took a supportive role. He wasn't one who was telling us what to do. And he died like a year after my mom. So we were literally left with no one in that role. So I needed somebody who could listen to me and help me to understand things that I was just in the middle of and couldn't see my way out of. And so that was very helpful. But there's also a spirit that's a very oppressive spirit. You know, we have to acknowledge that as well. So in combination, it can be lethal. And so I would encourage people to really seek support, either with people that they really trust or with a professional, and to pray that the Most High protects us from oppressive spirits.
Absolutely, because the devil ain't changed. He's still the devil. And he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And yes, things will pop in your mind. And I have to tell my kids all the time, everybody has bad thoughts. Everybody has thoughts that they don't know where they came from. Where did that come from? The thing is you don't have to act on it. It's when you act on it, that's why the Bible tells you to resist the devil and he will flee. And when I have him, I tell him, you go to hell. I ain't doing it. So you go back to the pit of hell where you came from, because I'm not doing none of that. His job is to try to convince you to do stuff that he knows is wrong, and you don't have to listen to him. So, I mean, I agree with you 100% on all that. He hasn't changed, and he ain't went away. He's very prevalent and very prominent in this society, and you can tell by the things that we're watching and the things that we're experiencing. I agree. You know, the only problem I have with counseling is to make sure the person who's counseling you is saying the right stuff, too. You know, that's why we got to really start stepping up. We really do, because, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on out here, man. It's a lot of people into some wicked stuff. It is really, it is.
This is why when you read yesterday about the Levites and the elders, this is the function that they're supposed to see, and the wise women. You know, my mother was incredibly wise, and my father was wise, too, because he knew how to support her in her decisions with regard to us, because we weren't his biological children, but he was a fabulous father. I mean, I love him to death. And so they worked together as a unit and gave us a really stable foundation. And like I said, when they both left, it was like, wow, we still need that kind of guidance. And that's what Israel needs. They need people that are trustworthy, that are stable, that make their decisions based on biblical principles, and that you can absolutely put your trust in. I told my mom some stuff. She took it to her grave. I knew I could trust her, and she proved that trust. So
that's
what we need.
Yeah. I agree. Yes, ma'am, I agree with you 100%, because that's all we have. You know, but then you got to find somebody who's able. Because who's mentally able? Who's stable enough to do it? Because everybody getting attacked, and the ones that ain't getting attacked, some of them is weird. Listen, we got to pray. That's all I
have to laugh. This is, oh, my gosh.
Girl, good luck. I mean, for real. You wish you could have somebody who was honest and fair and could see everybody else going through their own stuff. You getting hit at every turn. Every turn you getting hit. It's something happening in every turn. And, you know, it's just like you can't, as soon as you take a breath, something else happens. It's like, gee. You know, I'd be scared to answer the phone like, oh, my God, what is next? You know? It's like, oh, my goodness, you know? And it's like, oh, Lord. Ooh, it's a lot. But it happens, you know? You got to keep moving. You got to pray and keep it moving, because there's nothing you can do but move on. Do what he tell you to do. And I don't mean that to sound cold or nothing, you know, but just nothing you can do. You can pray for people and try to help where you can, and then you have to move. You have to teach them how to pray. We have to teach people how to pray and how to leave it there. We haven't. That's why we having problems, because we haven't taught our children's children how to pray. We haven't taught them about Yah. And that's why they feel like they have no other choice. And they go to the other side to find the answers, and it's not in them. It's in Yah. And we have to go back to trying to teach our children and our children's children how to reach Yah. That's the only way it's going to work. That's what kept me sane.
I totally agree. You know, I totally agree with that.
He tells us to teach our children and our children's children his ways. He told us to. You know? And like the lady said earlier, it's not grievous. It's nothing grievous about it. You know, but because we came into it ourselves, we are being attacked, but we still got to do that even through the attack. Because the scripture said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And when he said many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Most High shall deliver us out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. It ain't easy. And then I drag myself to the doctor work thinking I'm going to hear the worst, and they be like, oh, there's nothing wrong. So then I know it's spiritual. And it's like, oh no, I'm about to rebuke some things. I'm not getting ready to do this. We're gonna rebuke you, and keep it moving, because we just gotta keep it moving. You know. I'm like, no, ain't nothing wrong with you. You know, other than older age, and you might need to lose a few pounds, but we don't see nothing serious. And it's like, what? So then you know you're dealing with something else. And I thank y'all, all praises, and keep it moving. This thing is real. Hold on. Erica 540, your mic is open. And I see you 717. I'm coming. 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, just got to go ahead on and just hold and maintain. That's all. And dig in. Just dig in. Because we don't know how long it's going to be, when it's going to be. And, you know, we just have to be you know, looking out for each other. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
That's why I really like praying that 6 a.m. prayer for those who want to pray at night. That's fine too. But I really like that prayer because it hits everything. You know,
yes.
What's going to happen to our enemies? What's going to be done, and what type of hope that we have? We have an expected hope. So
yes.
I'm very thankful. Very, very thankful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on a minute. Area code, where we at? 717. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Your mic is open. I don't know. Maybe they didn't mean to push one. But, yeah, I agree. You know, I agree. You know, we just have to know, you know, that's what we got to come through. It's going to always be there. You know, and he can't do anything to us if the Most High don't allow him to. He can't. So we have to remember that. And then in that, he can't do nothing to us if he don't allow it. You know, so all praises be to his high and holy name. I praise his name. You know, we just have to keep going, no matter what you see. You know, because if you can look past, if you can make it through the trouble, you can make it through anything.
That's it, and you can, you really can. That's why for me the a book of remembrance is important. I may not have one, but I'm always thinking about what he has done for me back in the past when he took those what I thought were huge giants and took them down, and how he had really blessed me that I really didn't lose anybody in my family except for my grandfather when I was back early in my military career. Everybody else made it all through until I almost retired.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful. He's been a good good to me. That's all there is to it. He's been very, very good to me. So yeah, I'm a brag on him. I'm a brag on him all the time. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how low it gets, no matter how hard it gets, I'm a brag on him still because I know even if he don't help me, I know that he can.
He's able. Yeah. Say he's okay. Able. Even if he chooses not to, he's able to do it.
I want to have belief like them those three Hebrew boys.
Yes, indeed.
That's all there is to it.
That took some guts, boy, to step up in that fire, to stand there and watch them pour that fire and stuff around them, that gasoline and stuff around them, and lit the fire. Woo! Wait, I mean.
Furnace got hot seven times. Seven times that furnace got, that thing got hot. It burned all those mighty men that tried to throw them inside.
Yeah. Death.
And they walk around there, not a hair on their head was singed, nothing on their clothes was burnt, and yet the sun was right there.
And the didn't smell like right smoke. Smell like smoke. You saw the flame, but it wasn't even, they didn't even feel it. So that's how past the power we dealing with. Didn't even smell like smoke. So I'm all in that. I'm all, you have to remind yourself of those things so that you understand that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He don't change.
That's right.
Don't change. You know, we just look at the circumstances and we start to wobble. And we start to doubt, but he don't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You know? So he will put you, he'll take you through it, put you through it, and bring you through it.
Yep.
He really will. And I'm talking to myself. Okay? I'm talking to myself. Woo, have mercy on me, thou son of David. Hold on, let me get Brother Uriah in here so he can tell us about tonight. Brother Uriah, will you make the announcement of what time we're meeting on the call tonight to end the High Holy Day? I mean, the
we'll
New Moon ceremony.
We come back together at 6 o'clock
at
to render celebration.
All right, we're coming back together at 6 o'clock, you guys, tonight to end the celebration. We'll be on the class line and not the radio show. So please meet with us tonight at 6 o'clock so we can end the new moon celebration, High Holy Day, and that way we can all go to the store and start buying stuff and doing the things we need to do. In the process, Brother Yerushalayim, would you lead us in prayer so we can end this call tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, give everybody just a second turn, please.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Bless be you, O Yahweh. Bless be Yeshua. We're going to come to you today. We give you thanks for our very lives, health, strength, and all the sustenance that you provided for all of us. We pray, Father, that you not be long, that you come and deliver our people from this land where you scattered us for reproach. We beg and plead with you, Yahweh, come and get us as we suffer here in this land, as the enemy attacks us. We pray for your protection over all our people. We pray that you heal our bodies, touch our minds and our souls, and most of all, protect us from this evil that comes against us. We pray also, Father, that you deliver us out of here. We beg you, we plead with you, as the enemy comes and comes at us time and time again. We pray that you strengthen our faith as we don't want us people to lose faith in what we are doing. And we beg and plead, Father, over and over again, please forgive us for the sins of our ancestors, the sins of our forefathers, and the sins that we have committed by polluting your name in front of the heathen. We beg for forgiveness for that. And we pray that you give us another chance to do what we have to do right by you. We thank you for everything and all things you've given and provided. We say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Thank you so much for that, you guys. Thank you for coming this evening. And we will see you on the show, on our regular call show, on the Sabbath day class number for the ending of the new moon ceremony tonight at 6. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. And shalom, shalom, everybody. Good night.
Shalom. Shalom.